With Montana News, I'm Sherry Tressler. A group of conservationists and ranchers want federal transportation officials to formally kill the permit for the proposed Tongue River Railroad near the Montana-Wyoming border. Today's request to the Surface Transportation Board comes from after sponsors of the Tongue River Railroad Company sought to suspend the permitting process for the 42-mile line last month. Railroad representatives cited a weak coal market and delays in Arch Coal's planned Otter Creek mine near Ashland. But railroad opponents told the Transportation Board it's time to kill the project so landowners no longer have to worry about their property being condemned to make way for the line. The University of Montana's Faculty Senate pressed President Royce Engstrom yesterday on the need for a clear vision for UM. The Missoulian reports the Senate voted to continue the discussion about whether the president and his cabinet are fit to lead. Last month, in the face of dropping enrollment and unsuccessful recruitment efforts, the president announced UM needed to cut 201 jobs, including 52 faculty positions. Engstrom defended the need to make major changes and said he believed the job cuts could be made without touching tenure or tenure-track faculty. He said he thinks it could be accomplished by eliminating open positions, adjunct, and other temporary faculty. The Gallatin National Forest Avalanche Center is continuing a backcountry avalanche warning for the mountains around Cook City, north of the Yellowstone National Park. The center says natural and human trigger slides were likely today and that people should avoid avalanche terrain and runout zones. There was a ribbon cutting for a new mental health crisis center in Polson today. Eric Whitney has details.
Governor Steve Bullock joined dozens of dignitaries and community members at Lake House, a new 8-bed facility across the street from St. Joseph Hospital in Polson.
Thank you for the good work that you've done. Thank you for letting me be a part of it.
The $1.7 million facility will give people in mental health crisis somewhere to go. It's sorely needed in Lake County, said Patty Kent, with the Western Montana Mental Health Center, which is running the facility.
The options are a sheriff at the door, the local emergency room, a friend, a family member, trying to help that person calm themselves and stabilize.
Soon, Lake House will offer 24/7 crisis services. It took years of work by state lawmakers, the Lake County commissioners and sheriff, and Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes, among others, to build it. Kent says she thinks the level of collaboration is unprecedented among other mental health crisis centers in the state. I'm Eric Whitney.
State wildlife commissioners have agreed to consider ideas other than hunting restrictions to try to recover a dwindling elk herd near Gardner. The Department of Fish, Wildlife, and Parks had suggested capping elk permits in the area to 75 to help shore up mature elk numbers, but area residents and outfitters opposed it, as many as 1,500 permits have been issued in recent years. The Fish and Wildlife Commission voted yesterday to take public comment on other possibilities, including closing part of the district or shortening the season. Other ideas include not allowing hunters with permits near Gardner to hunt elsewhere in the state and requiring hunters kill only bulls with 6-point antlers or larger. Commission Chairman Dan Vermillion said capping the hunting permits is still a possibility. Public comment will be taken through January 22nd. A new report says 6 states are not alerting the FBI about people whose mental health problems would bar them from owning guns. The report released by the gun control advocacy group Every Town for Gun Safety cites FBI data obtained through public record requests. A spokesman with the advocacy group says he hopes the renewed attention to background checks after shootings in California and Colorado will prompt Montana, Wyoming, and New Hampshire to also pass legislation. Downtown Dillon will be getting a makeover once a single plan to revitalize the business district is finalized. 2 plans regarding the future of local development are undergoing final adjustments prior to the next Dillon City Council meeting on January 6th. The Dillon Main Street LLC group oversaw the writing of the master plan during last year. According to the Dillon Tribune, the community can take a look at the latest drafts of the Downtown Dillon Master Plan and the updated City of Dillon Montana Growth Policy. To view the proposed changes, go to the City of Dillon website and click on its Planning and Zoning section linked to the homepage. Inmates at Montana State Prison are busy this holiday season crafting toys for children. KTMF reports that the inmates are using building materials from the prison grounds, such as lumber from the ranch and old pallets, to make gifts as part of the Toys for Tots program. Staff members at the prison say they expect inmates to make about 200 toys this holiday season. There's a new mental health crisis stabilization center in Polson now. Eric Whitney has more.
In much of Montana, people who are suicidal or psychologically unstable often end up either in jail, an emergency room, or being taken hundreds of miles to the state hospital at Warm Springs. In Lake County, community leaders have been trying to change that for years. Today, they cut the ribbon on Lake House, an 8-bed crisis stabilization center, jointly funded by the county, the state, and the Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes. Tribal Health Director Kevin Howlett.
Behavioral health doesn't have racial boundaries. When somebody's in a crisis, they're in a crisis, and it just makes sense that we pull all of our resources together to try and address the issue at hand, which is the crisis.
Other funders of the $1.7 million facility include Providence Health System and its foundation, the Greater Polson Community Foundation, and the Lake County Community Development Foundation. I'm Eric Whitney.
For Montana Public Radio, I'm Sherry Tressler. Have a great weekend.